A man who bit a Vancouver police officer while being arrested has been jailed for 6 months on charges of assaulting a peace officer and willfully resisting or obstructing a peace officer. Damian Dean Lai appeared before Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Jennifer Olton March 23 for sentencing. Crown Prosecutor Curtis Johnson sought an 8-to-12-month global sentence on both counts but said that should be stepped down due to the fact Lai is Indigenous, meaning a 6-month sentence. Johnson asked Olton that the sentence be served consecutive to another sentence for which Lai is currently in jail. Olton, however, opted for 4 months on the resisting count and 2 months on the assault, to be served consecutive to the current sentence for possession of drugs for the purpose of trafficking. She said police were called September 5, 2020 to a report of someone being punched. They found Lai roaming the building and threatening to pull fire alarms. When the two officers tried to subdue him, Lai dropped to the ground and began fighting. More officers soon arrived. In the course of the struggle, Mr. Lai was kicked and punched and tasered twice in the back, Olton said. Johnson told Olton Lai bit the officer, who was wearing latex gloves, and broke the skin in 3 places. He said the situation left the officer with anxiety, particularly around have to go, hands on, in future arrest cases. Defense lawyer Pamela Smith Gander said any injuries the officer received paled in comparison to those received by Lai, who was sent to St. Paul's Hospital for examination. Lai told the court that examination was cursory and no record of his injuries was made. Johnson also said there had been delays in getting disease testing from Lai so the officer could be sure she had not contracted anything from the bite. Smith Gander said those tests came back negative. She cast some of the blame onto police. He, in his intoxicated state, perceived that he was being attacked, Smith Gander said, adding she was concerned about the level of violence police exerted on Mr. Lai. Johnson said Lai has 53 convictions, 7 for violent offenses, including aggravated assault and assault causing bodily harm. The Crown asked for a ban on Lai possessing knives or any bladed weapons. He added the latter is becoming more common, with people carrying half a pair of scissors and claiming it is not a knife. Smith Gander asked Olton to seriously consider the GLADU report, a look at the Indigenous factors in an accused's background, as a factor in sentencing. She said Lai has a horrific background, including intergenerational homelessness and addiction. Smith Gander said he has been unable to access programs throughout his life while dealing with legal issues. The lawyer told the court her client has been cast to the wolves. He is a product of his environment and a lack of opportunities he has had in his life over and over and over again, Smith Gander said. She said any further detention was akin to warehousing Lie. Olton was sympathetic to Lai's situation, saying he has been unable to get proper assistance to move forward in life. Mr. Lai continues to express willingness to address the underlying problems, Olton said. Smith Gander dismissed the officer's anxieties about police work and future, hands-on, arrests. That's part of police work, she said. That's reality. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca Twitter.com/Janeswo